Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Friday morning drive. And it is Friday, which means Fly Jams Friday. Coming up, all the regular features, you big dummy, straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies. And we're also going to talk about, if anybody has themed rooms in their house. I'll get more details on that a little bit later on, but we'll get into that as well. Phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And fly jam requests a little bit later on as well. So in just a few weeks, men around the world are going to go clean shaven and grow a mustache and only a mustache for the entire month of November to raise funds and awareness for men's health. I will participate in Movember, and you can check out Movember.com for more information. This will be my fourth year participating in Movember. You go clean shaven on November 1st, and then throughout the month of November, you just grow a mustache only. So we're going to do that, and hopefully you guys will go to my Movember page when it all starts, and you can contribute some money and donate some money, because it's all for a good cause. We want to talk with Zach Scheel, who is a 9-year Movember participant and also has a very interesting and fascinating job. And we're going to talk about Movember and how you guys can get involved and what it means and what's it all about. And let's welcome Zach to the show. Zach, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
All right, good. Yeah. So this is your 9th Movember. And tell everybody, first of all, give everybody the details about Movember. This will be my fourth year, and we hope to raise awareness and some money for men's health.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Movember is an awesome charity. Like you said, I discovered it 9 years ago. Really, it's about raising awareness and funds for men's health. And the way they do it is a pretty novel way. It's with men growing mustaches. The 2000s, the mustaches have fallen out of style. And so they really use something as simple as growing a mustache to spark organic conversations about men's health.
Yeah.
People say, hey, why are you growing a mustache? And then you explain, hey, it's for the charity I'm doing. It's helping to raise awareness. And it's just amazing the natural conversations that arise that would not have happened otherwise without the power of the Mo during the month of November.
Well, it's great, man. I mean, I've been talking about it on my show for many, many, many years. And like I said, this will be my fourth participation in Movember. I reached my goal. I actually exceeded my goal last year. And I was very happy about that. It's a great cause. And it's always fun. Now, tell me about your first Movember.
My first Movember was up in Naval Station Everett, just north of Seattle, Washington. At the time, I was a civil engineer corps officer in the U.S. Navy, and I was building a barracks, and a local sailor had gotten killed in Afghanistan, and this guy was a freaking hero. He joined the Navy after experiencing Columbine. He was at Columbine High School, had actually gone home to feed his sick dog, and came back when the attacks were happening. And not being able to save a couple of his friends that got killed in the Columbine attack is actually what led him to go into the military and join the Navy as a medic and became a Marine Corps Special Amphibious Reconnaissance Corpsman or a SARC.
Yeah.
So it's those guys are out on the front lines. And this guy, 2 Bronze Stars, 2 Purple Hearts, was killed in Afghanistan in a firefight against the Taliban where there was 160 Taliban and 18 U.S. troops, and a firefight went throughout the night. The enemy eventually retreated. There was only 40 of them left, and the only casualty on the U.S. side was Luke Milam, who his job as the medic was to go from fighting position to fighting position, patching up the Marines. So he passed away from injuries sustained during the firefight, and his family lived in Seattle. And at the time, I was building a barracks at Naval Station Everett, and we were able to get approval from the Chief of Naval Operations to have the barracks memorialized and named after Luke. And so got to know Luke's family pretty well throughout that process, and his dad especially, Michael Milam. And in April 2009, we opened the barracks and dedicated to Luke and his couple of his old command from Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, came out. The news was there. It was just an awesome event.
Yeah.
And So, yeah, so that was great. And then 3 months later, I got the news that Michael had gotten diagnosed with colon cancer. And I was just devastated. You know, here was this family that had gone through so much adversity, you know, the loss of their son, really was just struggling to find, you know, what to do to try to, you know, try to console them or try to, you know. And I stumbled across Movember, saw a poster literally hanging on a wall somewhere, and was like, oh, this is interesting. What is this? And as I looked into it more, learned about the charity, and I thought it would be very, very fitting. Luke and the Special Forces always had a big mustache. And so, you know, as I was going through memorabilia with him, with his father, to build out the memorial in the lobby of the barracks, I just remembered seeing pictures of him with his mustache all the time. And so for the first Movember, I dedicated it to Luke and his mustache. And it was a really, really special time. The amount of conversations I had just surprised me. I was, you know, managing another construction project at the time. The site superintendent came up to me one day and said, hey, I found out why you're growing the mustache, and I want to let you know I'm a prostate cancer survivor. Here we are. I'm in, you know, full military camo with, you know, construction gear on. He's got all his construction gear on. And, you know, never in my wildest imagination would I imagine, you know, having that conversation with him right there. Yeah. And so that's really kind of what got me hooked.
Yeah. And how is Luke's father?
He's doing well. Yeah, no, he underwent surgery to remove a lot of the affected area, and is fully recovered and cancer free now.
That's
and,
great. That is so great, man.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Great. Wow, what a great story. And there are so many stories out there like that, and that's what, you know, one of the great things about Movember is to get people talking and to raise awareness and all that stuff. It's amazing that you, you know, would never in any other circumstance have those conversations with the guys that you're talking about, Zach. It's really incredible. There's a special story about last year, too, right, Movember?
Yeah. No, the last couple years, I've been trying to use Movember as a vehicle to speak more about men's mental health issues and especially suicide. You know, 3 out of 4 suicides in the United States are males. And there was a period of several years in the last 6 or 7 where suicides actually were the leading cause of death in the U.S. military. And really just kind of using my Movember page to kind of spread the word about, you know, men's health and how prevalent military suicides are. And had a shipmate reach out to me, and, you know, that sparked a conversation about PTSD and some of the stuff he'd been going through. And I came to learn that he'd been, you know, in a pretty dark place and you know, opened up to me. And you know, as a result of that conversation and others he'd begun having, sought treatment and, you know, began a journey to really, you know, get himself into a much better place, you know, sought out professional medical help, and he's doing great now.
That's
and,
great.
Again, just never cease to be amazed by the power of the mustache
there
in Movember.
Go. Absolutely right, man. Movember.com is if you guys want to join up. And people, anybody can do it. Any guy can do it, right, Zach? You can just join up and get your page.
Yeah, any guy, even girls can do it.
Yeah.
Most sisters, I think, are some of the most important players in Movember every year. Really look to most sisters to be the moral support and the mustache coaches for the men, especially for the guys growing their first mustache. A lot of times it's awkward. They don't think it looks good. And so we really need strong most sisters out there that are supporting the guys growing, because I remember my first Movember. I wasn't part of a team. I was just doing it on my own, and I got a lot of looks around the Navy base. Like, what
bet.
Is this young lieutenant trying to do? Like, why is he growing a mustache?
Right.
And, guy or girl, doesn't matter.
Anybody,
Movember.
For more information, women, men, everything. If you want to do it to shave, and just all you got to do is get your Movember page, get ready. Hey, can you tell us about starting the first Movember campaign in Africa?
Yeah. So, like I said, that first Movember had really moved me, and the just conversations that I'd had, and So my second Movember, I was deployed overseas at Camp Lemonnier, Djibouti. And so we were out in Northeast Africa, and I was like, well, heck, I'll try to run a Movember campaign out here. And so I reached out to the folks at Movember headquarters who are awesome.
Yeah.
JJ Owen, Doug Pressoff, Bubba Nicholson was the one back in the day, and they shipped me out a big swag box.
Yeah.
And so I began kind of spreading the word in October and getting folks to sign up. And I think we had over 400 guys on base growing mustaches.
That's great.
We even had the Iron Horse Squadron, one of the Marine heavy helicopter squadrons, painted a big mustache on the front of a CH-53. So we were fighting pirates and terrorists with mustachioed helicopters.
That's great, man. That's fantastic. Really, really great. And again, you know, you can join at Movember.com. Zach, what kind of mustache are you doing this year?
So I unfortunately, the right side of my lip does not connect all the way down. So I just go with I was not gifted with a full face of hair.
Right.
So I keep it neat, and I just go with a nice clean Tom Selleck every year. It's a good classic mustache.
Yeah.
It never disappoints.
Yeah. I do the Fu Manchu. I always go with the Fu Manchu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going with this year as well. Zach, man, real pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on all the accomplishments, and Movember it does nothing but good. It was a real pleasure talking to you, Zach. Good luck. Okay.
Hey, thanks so much, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care. Zach Scheel. He's a 9-year Movember participant, and this is a great, great cause. It gets conversations going. It raises money, and you can follow my page when I get it going. And I'm going to shave clean on November 1st and then grow that mustache throughout the entire month and raise a lot of money and a lot of awareness. Okay, we're going to take a break here on 720 WGN.